This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An analyst says that Niger's new military junta has asked for help from Russian mercenary group Wagner, as the deadline has now been exceeded for it to release the country's ousted president or face possible military intervention by the West African Regional Bloc. A journalist and researcher says that the request came during a visit by one of the coup leaders to neighboring Mali, where Wagner is active. He says Wagner is considering the request. Niger's junta faced a Sunday deadline set by the regional bloc known as ECOWAS to release and reinstate the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, who has described himself as a hostage. Moscow has promised retaliation after Ukrainian drones hit a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea, a second sea attack involving drones in a day. Ukraine struck a major Russian port earlier in a day on Friday. Russia on Saturday strongly condemned what it sees as a Ukrainian terrorist attack on a civilian vessel in the Kerch Strait, according to the foreign ministry spokeswoman. She wrote on the Telegram messaging app, "There can be no justification for such barbaric actions. They will not go unanswered, and their authors and perpetrators will inevitably be punished." As Kyiv's naval capabilities grow, the Black Sea is becoming an increasingly important battleground in the war. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has toured the country's key weapons factories, producing artillery systems, engines for cruise missiles and drones, and launch vehicles for nuclear-capable ballistic missiles, and pledged to speed up efforts to advance the military arms and war readiness. State media reported Sunday that Kim's three-day inspections came as the U.S. and South Korea prepare for the next round of combined military exercises. This is VOA News. Pakistani police arrested former Prime Minister Imran Khan after a court handed him a three-year jail sentence for corruption. It is the second time the popular opposition leader has been detained this year. His Saturday arrest followed a court convicting him earlier in the day in an asset concealment case. It's a fresh blow to Khan's bid to return to power since his ouster in a no-confidence vote in Parliament in April of 2022. The prison sentence could bar Khan from politics ahead of under a law that says people with a criminal conviction cannot hold or run for public office. An estimated 1.5 million young people filled a field in the Portuguese capital for Pope Francis' World Youth Day vigil. They braved scorching heat to secure a spot for the evening prayer and to camp out overnight so they can be in place for his final farewell mass on Sunday morning. Francis made only a brief appearance before them. He ditched his prepared speech for the fourth time in 2 days. Instead, the 86-year-old delivered a lively 10-minute off-the-cuff chat in his native Spanish. Temperatures soared to 38 degrees Celsius on Saturday in Lisbon and were forecast to top 40 degrees Sunday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is increasingly pressing Republican voters to avoid the temptation to refight the 2020 election next year, even as former President Donald Trump remains the dominant favorite for the 2024 GOP nomination on a message of persecution. Though DeSantis recently cast doubt on the false theories about the 2020 election at the heart of Trump's federal indictment, DeSantis is telling early voting GOP activists anything except focusing on defeating President Joe Biden would be dire. DeSantis told reporters Saturday after a campaign stop in northern Iowa, "If the election is a referendum on other things that are not forward-looking, then I'm afraid Republicans will lose." The U.S. Justice Department has asked a federal judge overseeing the criminal case against former President Donald Trump in Washington to step in after he released a post online that appeared to promise revenge on anyone who goes after him. Prosecutors want the U.S. District Court judge to issue a protective order concerning evidence in the case. Prosecutors are pointing to a post on Trump's social media platform in which Trump wrote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The Trump legal team had until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the government's request. Trump's legal team filed a request to extend the response deadline to Thursday and hold a hearing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.